Martin Luther, the bright and ambitious son, was sent to the University of Erfurt in 1501 by financially secure artisan parents who hoped to see him make a name for himself by progressing through the arts curriculum to the study of law. For nearly 4 years, he devoted himself not only to the traditional pursuits of logic and natural philosophy, which formed the core of the curriculum at the universities, but also to the newly fashionable studies of classical Latin literature, known at the time as the humanities, studia humanitatis, or good literature, boni literae, and known to modern historians as humanism. But returning to Erfurt from a visit home in summer 1505, he was overtaken by a ferocious summer storm, and the lightning was so close that he prayed desperately for his life. Reacting to the situation in a typically medieval way, he appealed to a saint for intercession, making a vow to Saint Anne, a favourite late medieval saint, the mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that if she preserved him from death, he would devote himself to the religious life. Vows to saints were commonplace in Catholic Europe, intimately connected with the practice of pilgrimage. Healing and deliverance, along with successful or unproblematic childbirth, were common motives for such vows, which might be made by people of any social status, from cobblers to kings, and indeed were often offered up by entire communities or cities. For example, in seeking to avert or survive visitations of epidemic disease. Luther himself, in an earlier brush with death, a deep wound to the leg which he claimed was a self-inflicted injury, an accident with a sword, had twice invoked the assistance of the Blessed Virgin to save him from bleeding to death. It's not entirely clear why Luther chose St. Anne, and he never explained his choice. Her feast day was the 26th of July, but that lay some weeks ahead when Luther found himself in the storm. The shrine of St. Anne at Düren, in the far west of Germany, had seen a popular pilgrimage develop in the early years of the 16th century, so maybe she was just a little more in the popular mind at that time. She was, by some accounts, a patron saint to those in danger from thunderstorms, but a more likely consideration is that she was the patron saint of miners, his father's profession. In Luther's native town of Eisleben, a new church to St. Anne would be built in the suburbs in the 1520s, and there may already have been a chapel dedicated to her, or at least plans to erect a church. St. Anne was, as these examples indicate, an increasingly prominent figure in late medieval piety, as the mother of Mary and therefore the matriarch, so to speak, of the holy kin. There's nothing extraordinary in Luther's invocation of this saint at a moment of crisis. His impulsive appeal to her was probably little more than a reflection of contemporary devotional fashion. Such recourse to the saints was entirely normal in medieval Catholicism. That Luther made a vow in such a moment of terror isn't remarkable at all. That he kept his vow is much more revealing. On the 16th of July, 1505, to the astonishment of his student friends,